of the Gulf Breeze News. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys, good to talk to you today.
Great to have you. So we got a couple of interesting, like, worker honoree kind of moments here. We've got one dealing with a trash collector. Is that right?
Yeah, there's been a guy here who's been working for 24 years collecting trash. And, you know, it's amazing how many people have stepped forward to talk about what a difference he has made in their lives. His name is Roger Davis. He came to the city council meeting after a lot of people stood up and said, we don't want to change from Republic to any other service provider because we love our trash collector. He's so kind. He helps everyone. He, you know, waves to everyone. He's been such a big asset in the community. So the city council gave a, you know, made a declaration of his, you know, for his service. He is going to stay with his Republic, so he's not going to be in servicing Gulf Breeze any longer. But he's got a really nice send-off. A lot of the neighbors gave him a party, some gift cards, cakes. Really nice. And to find out all the things he's done, you know, on along his route, looking out for people and, you know, helping them with their carts and just even helping the police department. If they have a question about something, he knows everything. So he's been a big asset to them.
What a wonderful story about how somebody can make a difference just by being there again and again and helping people. That's just fantastic. You have another sort of along those lines kind of story with a postal worker who's retiring. Is that right?
Yes. Let me tell you something. Leanne Loggins, she has been at the post office for, well, she's worked at the post office for 30 years, 28 of them in Gulf Breeze. She has helped Gulf Breeze News so much because she does our handles our mailings. It's complicated. You know, we're one of the, you know, week in, week out mailing Gulf Breeze News out to all of our subscribers and everything. And she has helped us in so many ways, and we're really going to miss her. But she is interesting because she came from a postal worker family. Her mother was a postal, was a postmaster. Her brother was a postmaster. Her husband's a carrier. She's been the supervisor for all these years. And I'm telling you, people will stand in line and they will let other people go ahead of them because they want to wait and talk to Leanne.
Aww.
So it's going to be a big adjustment, you know, for people who go to the post office not to see her in her regular spot over to the far left of the counter.
Isn't it wild when you go to a place and, you know, a lot of times customer service is just kind of there and then other people are just amazing and you think, man, I wish everybody could be that way because they're fantastic. You've got a story about...
I know. She deserves it, though.
Oh, that's great. You've got a story about the mystery building on Highway 98. Now, where is this?
So we ran an article about this a long time ago when Proportion Air bought this property where the old old Delchamp Shopping Center was. If there's a huge sign there. The thing I asked him was, when are you ever going to take down the sign that says there is a traffic light coming? Because there has been a traffic light there probably a decade.
And coming not so soon.
It's at the intersection of Whisper Bay Boulevard and Highway 98. And so there was a big shopping center there that was damaged in Hurricane Ivan. And it sat empty and derelict for many, many years. Finally, it got torn down. He bought the property. And he started building a building. Well, everyone thinks it's some kind of a mystery building. People think that it's Jet Propulsion Laboratories because they got it mixed up. So they think they're going to be building jet engines there, and it's going to be really loud, and the neighbors are upset. So anyway, we decided we better put the rumors to rest. This is Proportion Air. It's located, the headquarters is in Indiana. The owner moved here decades ago, and he flies back and forth. But he wants to have a corporate office here, so he's building it. And he doesn't have any plans yet for what's going to happen with the rest of the property. But anyway, we just wanted to let people know what it was.
Well, that's just what JPL would want you to think.
Right.
You fell for it. No, that's true. That's
great.
I love that. I love that you're answering the question that people are asking about that. We've also got some stuff from the county where they're talking about tolls. What?
Tolls? Oh, tolls, yes. The county all of a sudden realizes that they're not getting that American Rescue Plan money, and so they're trying to figure it all out. How can they get more money? And they're looking at everything, impact fees, tolls on the Vard Beach Bridge. They're just, you know, trying to think of ways because they have kind of gotten used to living with this extra cash, and now it's like, uh-oh, what are we going to do next year? So they're looking at everything, so be prepared to be paying a little more somehow they're going to do something. Could be impact fees. We're not really sure what it's going to be.
All right. Very interesting. So they're also talking about what would the county have to do with Amtrak?
Well, so the county, Santa Rosa County and Escambia County are partnering. They are looking forward to, you know, getting working together to bring passenger rail service back to the area.
Okay.
We used to have Amtrak here years ago. There was a storm and there was a wreck and there was all kinds of reasons. And we haven't had passenger rail service. We used to be able to go from, you could get from New Orleans to Jacksonville.
Right.
On Amtrak. And I kept thinking that when it got repaired, you know, it'd be fun. You could, you know, take the Amtrak over to Tallahassee and go to a game and not have to worry about parking and all that stuff. But it never happened. I mean, it has been forever.
Right.
And they're finally saying, you know, let's try to get this back together and get it, because I think it'd be great. If you travel on Interstate 10 recently, you can realize it's so over capacity.
Yeah.
It's just this traffic. The traffic is crazy on I-10, and I think we do need some opportunities, alternatives for transportation.
Well, the Gulf Breeze News comes out on Thursday. You got a story about Spring Fest. You got a story about the boat ramp parking hearing, about work on Wayside Park, and all kinds of community calendar stuff. It is always full of information. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. As always, Lisa, thanks for keeping us informed. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. Can't